With a smile with one another, we turn to one another. Namaste. And as we do that, honoring each other, honoring our hearts, honoring our minds, honoring our choices of activity and choices and decisions, we honor one another. Thank you for your thoughtfulness. Thank you for your heart in the world. Thank you for bringing your presence in more and more situations by your mindfulness and thoughtfulness. Thank you for caring. And so when we bow namaste to each and every one here and those who are in the circle and do this by podcast, we are bowing to many qualities within one another. And foremost, it is the thoughtfulness of presence throughout the day. Namaste. Namaste for, and thank you, great gratitude for taking your life as a path. Namaste, great gratitude for taking your mind as the path. Namaste. I bow to you. We bow to one another with great gratitude and appreciation. Thank you for taking every emotion, every arising belief or thought or concept, taking them into question as the path.
Am I the only one that's not hearing?
I can hear.
I can hear.
And
I can
thank
hear.
you for questioning that which goes usually unquestioned. And questioning as the path. Thank you for your uniqueness. And therefore, your uniqueness as a human being to awaken. In all the variety of ways that you specifically, individually, each and every one of us does. In our circumstances, in our situations, in our habits of consciousness, in our propensities in life and skill sets. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste. Great gratitude. And for those who were at the retreat, our 4 days, that was yet another meditation on bodhicitta. Genuine, to bow to each and every human being. What each and every being? With honor for all that they are, and encourage and invite and exalt the thoughtfulness and loving presence that each and everyone has the aspiration to be and is putting thought and effort and choice every moment into being. Namaste. And so, as we settle, we are breathing. Come back to the beginning and feel it. Breathing has a number of sensations. It is a very rich experience. Feel where it comes in, and that intimacy. Breath entering, which requires an openness, it requires an orifice, nasal passages, nose, or mouth. It requires an openness and an opening. Just ponder that for a moment and feel it. And it will help us feel how closed we might be at any given moment, or how open we are in as many moments as possible. Feel that intimacy. Just feel it. Don't think. So quickly we leave the fullness of sensation, and the mind churns so quickly. It's one of the most pernicious aspects of the self that it just doesn't stay focused. It wanders, jumping. Stay with the intimacy, that first contact and the openness that is necessary and that is happening. And that openness lets in something very soft, velvety, and smooth. And unless the air we are breathing is noxious for some reason, we are always breathing velvety and smooth. A softness. The mind, if we stay with that soft and smooth and the sensations, our mind is revealed as having that quality too. So take note that from our first breath, which in the West is a contrived situation, especially those of us of our generation who are not handled nicely in our first seconds of life, but all around the world, babies are, they take their first breath and are embraced and soothed with a sweet caress. In our culture, you need to perform from the moment you are born, and so you need to cry loud and get physically slapped around so that you do, but not in most of the rest of the world. A sweet caress and a gentle sound of welcoming is what greets you. So from that first breath, it is intimate, it is soft, it is gentle, inviting openness. And so we in our culture are still undoing that immediate affrontage that happened to us as newborns for centering this world. We're still undoing that first closing because someone slapped our butt or did something not nice. Bright lights and everything else. We're still undoing that. So feel it in the breath. Feel it that that's not natural. To be closed, to be contrived, to be contracted is not natural. Feel the softness and the intimacy. Feel that we have to be open to breathe. And so we have openings to remind us that manifest that fact. And that in that openness is gentleness. It's harmony and harmonious wholeness. So we stay with our breath, with it always soft and penetrating quality. Again, an intimacy or wholeness. And so we smile, having begun with gratitude and bowing to the thoughtfulness of one another, to each and every person dedicated to their path and its uniqueness in the circumstances and vagaries of a unique individual life. And then we felt our universality with our breath. All beings breathe. And for every being, whether they recognize it or not, it is an intimate embrace requiring a great openness, thousands of times a day. How amazing. Love you all. Create your day.